What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a video DJ Vlad fires Vlad TV worker Shirley Jew, and she responds back exposing his messages saying he's choosing violence. Before we get into that, though, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Yep. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, yep, YouTube video promotion, yep, record pool promotion, yep, blog placements, yep, radio airplay promotion, yep, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. Yep. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. Need online marketing promotions? Check us out, promopalace.biz. Also, we got the new little apparel for all you dog lovers. Let me stand up a little bit. Let you see the shirt. For all you dog lovers, all you cat lovers, go to promopalace.biz. Click on merchandise. We got the t-shirts and hoodies. Also, we got an Etsy shop, etsy.com/shop/newlitterdesign. And we might have t-shirts with lions and tigers and stuff coming later because they got litters as well too. But let's get into it.
Bump, 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 bump. No chicks is in here recording some shit.
No chicks smooth in here, right? So whatever you say.
You know Chig gonna have everything up there.
Whatever you say, Chig's gonna be on YouTube with it, man. I like you.
Come on.
Oh boy, here we go. What's up, guys? It's your boy, Chig Smooth. So DJ Vlad has fired Shirley Jew. If you guys don't know who that is, she's a contractor that works for Vlad. He hires her to do interviews with certain artists because of the relationship that she has with them. Now, this all started because of the whole Saweetie thing, right? Vlad reached out to Shirley, telling her, hey, can you please get a Saweetie interview? She wasn't able to do it. If you guys remember the text, she's the Shirley Jew from the text. Yes, her. Fast forward to today, Vlad took to Twitter to basically say that she's no longer going to be working on his platform. Vlad tweeted, Shirley Jew would no longer be doing interviews on Vlad TV. I apologize to all the Vlad TV viewers for the interviews she ruined over the past year. Now, I've been watching Vlad TV for a minute. I've never ran into any interviews that she did personally. Maybe you guys have. If you did, tell me what you guys thought about her interviews. Now, a lot of you guys are going to ask, well, what did Shirley do, chicks? I'll tell you guys. According to Vlad, she was never an employee, just someone he occasionally contracted to do gigs. And if you check her Twitter, you see that this was a response to her retweeting someone calling me a clown. Every action has a reaction. So then I took a gander to Shirley Jew's Twitter page. Looks like she's been subbing Vlad for the last couple of days, right?
So basically, he's butt hurt. He's got all in his feelings. He's sensitive. But then again, though, like, if she retweeted that, it was probably leading to this anyways. There was probably more behind the scenes going on than we know about.
She tweeted, grown-ass men acting immature is wild. And if you guys see here, this is the retweet that got her fired. It's somebody talking about Vlad saying a man got in his feelings about not getting an interview with a woman, so he threw another woman under the bus to whine about another woman not wanting to work with him. A whole clown. Shirley Jew responded to Vlad's tweet firing her saying, you're a grown-ass man threatening me on Thanksgiving. Everyone told me not to work with you. They were right. And it doesn't stop there. She went on to tweet about the Saweetie situation. She said, Vlad first offered me $10,000 to book Saweetie. He got butt hurt. It was a pass. So he decided to escalate things. In this text, you can see he said, I'll choose violence. He said violence. And then she saw the text where Vlad said, $10,000 for Saweetie. She responded back saying she won't do Vlad. Vlad said, why? She said, I literally was only given 12 minutes and they cut me off at 9. She doesn't speak on her personal life either. And then Vlad said, can you send me her publicist's contact? Shirley Jew said her publicist doesn't like Vlad. She told me she won't ever have her artist do it. I'm sorry. It's a struggle when I'm trying to pitch you. Vlad responds back saying, cool. I don't like them either then. I'll choose violence. I'll be posting the voicemail also. I'm honestly tired of this bullshit publicist hating on us. I'm going on the offensive moving forward. There's a lot to dissect here. I'll leave that up to you guys in the comments below. But one thing I do want to say is that it is interesting that in Vlad's original tweet, he basically fired her for retweeting somebody calling him a clown, but not because she was doing bad interviews, according to him. But tell me what you guys think about this exchange. Push comments below. Squats my channel. Please like this video.
Sounds like Vlad's bringing emotions into business. Sounds like they were already probably heading that way anyways for her to retweet that Vlad's a clown. Vlad is a clown. Like, I've actually made hip-hop music. You know, I actually record hip-hop music. I actually have albums and singles. Vlad has never really done nothing. Like he's never really put out no music. I think he had some mixtapes or something, but like nobody really was checking him for that. Like a lot of people say he's a culture vulture. He does interview a lot of old schoolers that I like, but he seems to only have like a very, very small crowd that really fuck with him. Even like he used to do, Lord Jamar used to interview with him all the time. Lord Jamar don't even fuck with him. I'm not even a big fan of Lord Jamar like that as a person or whatnot. As an artist, he was fine with Brand Nubian. But even Lord Jamar, what's Godfrey, a lot of cats said, yeah, we gotta pump the brakes on Vlad. He is somewhat of a clown. Like, I don't like his interview style, like how they never show the interviewers. That's the thing, like this Shirley Jew, I guess she's the only female was doing the interviews, because they never showed the interviewers' faces. I never knew what they looked like. You know, I never knew what Vlad looked like for a while. And, you know, yeah, he is a clown to me. And especially he's a clown because he did it. I saw in a video I was watching where he said, I allow people to, react and reuse the content on their channels as long as they don't cover up my logo. Well, then why the hell did they trying to block one of my videos and copyright claim? You know, even like Joe Budden's and then when you react to their videos, yeah, it's copyright content, but they still allow it to be used on YouTube. So yeah, man. Vlad is a clown. And you know what? Vlad making threats, like talking about violence. Nobody's scared of DJ Vlad, man. I can tell you that right now. Nobody's scared of DJ Vlad. He'll have to pay somebody to get things done because he's not man enough to handle it on himself. I could tell you that much. Once again, I'm thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.